This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
To our next point, the spiritual stability of the family. The whole topic of spirituality is often not easy. It depends really also where we come from which kind of dominational background. Some people get uneasy when they hear the word spiritual warfare. For others, it's the main word. So I'll try to find a line in between here. Maybe we could call it spiritual welfare. Because I think really what it is spiritual welfare. It really comprises so much the spiritual health of our family overseas. And I think it is often underestimated because it's the most contested part in our ministry from the enemy's side. He desensitizes us. He blinds us to these spiritual challenges, like causes of conflict, illness, fatigue. And of course, there are often very normal reasons that people are sick or have fatigue or there are team conflicts. And it's good to look into it and to find solutions and to find a way out of it and adjustments. But so often, even if we don't find anything, we don't think, oh, maybe it's the enemy is also at work here. We start accusing one another. We start accusing God. Why don't you sort that out? Why me? And why can't we have a team that is happy with one another or whatever? We don't look for the real reasons. And I think Ephesians 6 is so much the word, you know, we are not fighting against the powers here. We are fighting against the invisible powers. So spiritual challenges are often unseen. We fight against an invisible enemy and we can't touch him. We can't explain it. It's like shadow boxing. We don't know where he is, but he's there. It's reality. And often due to stress and work overload, we forget that spiritual battle. We just concentrate on what is there, what is at hand. And we run our lives on the level of the flesh. We forget the spiritual part and we become blind. Then a lot of people don't really see that they're ignorant of the spiritual challenges in the host country, partly due because they have not been trained in it or they don't know how to read the signs. I've been in situations in Pakistan where people have on their compound a tree where locals worship. And the whole team is in fighting with one another. People are sick. And they have on their compound a tree of worship of ancestors and folk Islam. I said, have you done anything about the tree? And have you been prayed? That tree doesn't interest us. It has nothing to do with us. I said, well, there might be something to that tree. We can't just ignore it. If it's sitting on our compound and people are coming in and out and worship here. So often it's a lack of knowledge. Then we have differences in denominational teaching and whatever churches we come from. I think some people, they just say, well, we don't want to give the enemy too much profile, so rather ignore him. And that can be dangerous. And others, they see in every stumbling block a demonic attack and they overinterpret the whole thing. And that is equally dangerous and unhealthy. But to really find that right line there, that discernment. Just a few examples what we have encountered or I've seen, you know, ministered people to. A child cries in a night of power. Just cries and cries. It's not to be stopped. Or it has constantly nightmares. My marriage is getting rocky. My daughter talks to me about sexual harassment. The team struggles with ongoing deep conflicts. My husband feels lethargic and repressed. My wife is getting aggressive. These are all things I think are normal out there. What are the reasons? Loss and change, culture shock, stress, phase of life, menopause. All is true. These are all true reasons and they have their place. But often we underestimate the spiritual dimensions of these conflicts. And I think when we lack spiritual well-being, we need to unearth the reasons for it so we can support the families and train them adequately. And I think for the spiritual stability of a family, it's strongly shaped through living in discipleship. And I think that should be something so normal. Don't we send out so to say, the best and the strongest who know that they need daily food from the Bible every day. People don't really spend time in quiet time out there. I mean, it's not that they don't want it, but they just, work starts, things happen, they are too exhausted. It's really a battle to really get your quiet time regularly there, to be really clear on that and strong in your faith. The other issue is really to deal with your own inner past, your own character building and inner healing. Then to train in spiritual survival, our identity and authority in Christ, and our spiritual ministry to our own children. Living in discipleship, as I said, the exposure to the Word of God, the parents being an example, and living in the family, the discipleship is, I think, priority, because from that, again, the people around us will learn. And as we all know, kids learn from examples, and I think this shows it so clearly how kids learn. I think we can teach the kids whatever we want. They still copy whatever we do. And I think that's so true. Maybe that should call us to really watch our actions, how we relate to one another, how we deal in a marriage relationship, how we deal with the people we reach out to, if we are angry or treat them from up there, down there. That's what children learn, and that's what they will copy. And even if we tell them, you shouldn't do this and that, they will copy what you do. Dealing with our own past, inner healing. We could do a whole weekend seminar on that. But just a few points, which I think are so important, again, because they are risk factors if we look at families overseas. I'm not a friend of deep soul search, even though I'm a psychologist, but I don't like digging. But I think it's good to be honest. Honest to ourselves where we need healing. We all have some kind of idea where our chains are or where we are hooked still. According to my personal observation in working 18 years overseas, and I've done a lot in member care there on the field, I think a significant part of attrition is due to unresolved past. People carry a lot with them to the field, and because of the tremendous stresses overseas, they don't know how to deal with it. And people over there, out there, are also, it's too much for them to deal with the issues. You know, sometimes I often get asked, how much can we deal here? And what do we have to refer to or send home? And I say, it's always a matter of how much staff and time do you have? If people can be dealt with some issues of their past on the field, it's great, because at home they won't get it. They often get more attention overseas, but often we don't have the resources overseas. Major challenges like culture shock and isolation and spiritual challenges, they just bring these things up. And unresolved issues then surface. And I think also often I've seen people who are just not separated from their own home, from their parents. Unhealthy dependencies or over-responsibility towards parents. Or codependencies, maybe if that's possible before they go overseas to look and help. The ability to deal with stress and conflict and the level of resiliency is undermined or reduced through unresolved past. And the more we have our past resolved, the more resilient, the more stable are we to deal with conflict and stress overseas. Then I think that personal wholeness is really a cornerstone for survival on the field. And it should be stressed, I think, in pre-field training. Sometimes it's the need out there that we just shovel the people out there. Let's not look too deep. They are needed. Sometimes we don't dare to say there is an issue because privacy and grace and all the rest of it. But do we do really good to these people? We had people out there once that were sent by the agency and had gone through all psychological testing, and they had been cleared through everything. And we still had our questions and said, I'm not sure if they should come. They said, no, you can't do that now. Anyway, they came. And in a few weeks, it was very obvious that they wouldn't survive. And they started beating one another, which they didn't do at home. It was really risky. And we encouraged them to go home again. It was hard for them, but they went, and they still write us. Thank you that you sent us home. It saved our marriage and our family. Sometimes it needs courage to send people home again or to say, no, wait another year, work on some issues. Because through unhealed wounds, the enemy has a target to weaken our lives and ministry. He knows exactly where our weak points are, and he will pick on them. We are an easier prey. And as parents, I think we are responsible to walk in the path of healing, to be also a testimony, and in order to add to the protection of our kids from the consequences of ministry overseas. I think the children are under such attack spiritually that the more we are whole and walk in obedience, the more they are protected. It has a lot to do with our wholeness. And our character, I think, is the strongest witness for God's redemptive power. Our character counts more than any of the words and any language acquisition. And many people overseas in the Muslim world have often told me, if I've asked them, what really led you to the Lord? It was a person whose life was shining. It was not somebody who spoke the language fluently or who was a good Bible teacher. It was the person who really radiated Christ from inside out. So the family is the best training camp. And if we don't make it in the family, it's very difficult that it has ripple effects to the people we actually want to reach.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.